know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. I'm excited. It's Wednesday. I figured it out. Good morning to you, Todd. Finally got it right. Happy Wednesday to you.
Jenna, how are you?
Well, I'm excited because it just keeps getting warmer, right?
It's getting warmer.
But then the rain comes and cools us off a little bit.
Right,
we get
right.
A break. So, you know, I'm excited, though, because you always bring us so much knowledge and something new, and you answer everybody's questions. So I want to go ahead and just open up the lines for everybody for you. 437-1620, Todd St. Ors is here, and Sam St. Ors from Gulf Coast Air Care. They're here to answer your questions. Sam can jump in and answer questions, too. I know he's excited about that. I'm going to put him on the spot. Right, Sam?
Yeah, good luck with that.
He's not shy at all. But please, if you have anything going on in your home, maybe you have a question and you haven't been able to schedule. I know you guys have been really busy.
Right, yeah.
Please, please feel free. Whether you want to call in, we love hearing your beautiful voices, 437-1620, or you want to text or send a picture too, I can show it to Todd,
437-1620. Yeah. We have the technology, huh?
Isn't it a beautiful thing? They can be over there, but they can show us what's happening over there while we're over here.
I guess this is still spring, the way the weather's kind of been fair, but summer's around the corner. I mean, your air conditioner is about to grind for 5 straight months. Get an inspection. Get somebody to look at the system. And if you have issues with the ductwork or issues with the indoor air quality or the building, or you're just, you know, we get a lot of people. After 27 years in the business, we still get people that they don't understand the kind of the niche that we're in or everything that we do, and they don't know. I mean, who do I call for a bath fan? Well, you can call Gulf Coast Air Care for a bath fan. You know, who do I call? You know, for the longest time, everybody thought I was just a filter guy, because you know what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
There you go. So, you know, and people think, oh yeah, that's that filter guy. But, you know, that's one easy thing that you can do, and we can help you with filtration.
Right.
But there's so much more to, when you look at a house as an entire system, the building envelope, in other words, the walls, the ceiling, the roof. And trust me, there's a lot of roofing stuff still going on out there. Now's the time to take a step back and look at the whole house as a system, because you want clean, comfortable, healthy, energy-efficient home. And, you know, we do commercial work as well, not in the air conditioning side, obviously. But, you know, we're happy to help you. And if it's something that, you know, is super extended, complicated. I was on a call with a guy that lives in a house on pilings, really complicated situation, had 8 foot of water washed through underneath in interiority. And so I was on the phone for an extended period of time with him this morning. Our number is 850-934-2768. So if you have a complicated, complex thing or something you don't know, feel free to call us at the office. Vanessa will get some information from you, and then, you know, you can get in line to talk with us about, you know, what you got going on. And you know, we like to go and look at that. That's why Sam's with me today. We're going to test a house and go look at some things that we just can't diagnose over the phone. I mean, you got to go there and look at it.
Right. So when it comes to an inspection, whether it's a general one or a thorough one, what are the steps in the process in one? What does it normally look like?
You know, I think the most important thing, Sam would probably agree, that you want to talk to the customer and figure out what it is that, you know, like we ask them, what's the problem? What do you think it is? And oftentimes they'll tell you all kinds of stuff that's happened with the building. And then, of course, that's why, you know, he's skinny. So when we have to go to the attic, Sam's, you know, headed that direction. So
they throw you up there.
Mm-hmm. Do a little jungle gym and check out the ductwork up in the attic.
Hey, you're still young enough to do it, so right, that's pretty sure. good. We got to put you to work, and that's a perfect spot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, use me while you can.
So you're on an inspection, and you kind of just go through the run-through, whether it's the thermostat not working or something off, and then after that questioning process, you start looking in all the cracks. And those
gaps,
sorts of
cracks,
things.
And holes, right. Sam said that this morning. He said, you know, we need to talk about that gap, crack, and hole that we have in our team where we want to add some people. And, you know, so gaps, cracks, and holes and doing visual inspections, those are really, really important parts of us figuring out what a long-term good outcome, positive indoor air quality solution is. You know, and sometimes it's as simple as good filtration and a duct cleaning process, and other times it is. We've seen some super complicated ones lately, haven't we, Sam?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a nightmare a few times.
Oh, really? Can you dive a little bit deeper into
cans
that?
Cans of worms. Yeah, you know, we run into. So there's a brand new high efficiency 2-stage air conditioner that they went up in size on, and they hooked it to a duct system that was put in 1977.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What?
So
that's been a minute.
And then it didn't
take
long for the
whole
system.
Explode?
Well, it got moldy, you know, because you know, the new equipment is, it got a little bit different design factor than the old equipment. So duct cleaning was instantly out of the picture, you know, and we ended up telling them, you know, you need to replace all of this. Well, for one, it's 45 years old. And for another, it's not designed right. You know, the house, and there was a different approach in energy efficiency and indoor air quality in the 70s and 80s than there is now.
That's true.
You know, everything's much more energy efficient and, you know, a little bit different design factor. So there's a lot of things that we can fix. And then there's some things, well, I'll just go back to my Navy day, the abandoned ship. We are out of here. I mean, we are abandoning this ship. It's going down and we're going to start over.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the ones that you have to go out and look at that kind of stuff. We don't guess at anything. We have a fairly sophisticated infiltrometer test system. You know, we take negative pressures across the duct, across the building envelope, across the house, and we test everything so we don't have to guess at it because, you know, after 27 years in business, you know, I really don't want to guess at anything. I don't want anybody to come to my – you want me to come to my house and just, you know, like – guess, you
right
know, you
no.
come to your house and guess, like, no, that's not. And unfortunately, and you know, we've seen it on a regular basis where there are guys out there guessing or using that rule of thumb, you know, like, you know, this is the way,
like,
we've been
eyeballing
doing
it. Oh.
Yeah, my uncle and his daddy taught us how to do this 40 years ago, and this is the way we do it. Like,
nope, things
boy,
are changing.
That's kind of tough. Yeah, it really is. So, you know, and duct cleaning, there's a lot of resources now out there for understanding a duct cleaning process. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association is, that's the standard that we use. We're certified to that standard. We clean to that standard. NADCA.com. You can go there and download the standard. Or you can call us at 850-934-2768. Go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. And you can see some of the credentials, the education, the experience that we have. Right. And, you know, you can get a little bit of information. But, you know, we're still in a face-to-face business where, you know, we have to go out and look and see what's going on. And we have to figure out, you tell us how you operate the house, what your expectations are, and we'll tell you if we can get there or if that's totally crazy, right, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so it's actually funny because we have people just tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, please feel free to call or you can text 437-1620. So one of our listeners says, I recently had an inspection done. And I don't know if they just bought a house or what that inspection was for. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like they did a very thorough inspection when it comes to the duct work. How do we know if they actually did a thorough duct work inspection or if they just glazed over it?
Yeah, well, if you weren't there for the inspection, it is hard to know. You can look and see if maybe there's a patch or a hole where they cut in. The worst part of the ductwork that we find during inspections is directly above the, it's called the plenum, which is an odd word, a plenum, and it's the part of the ductwork that's in most cases vertical going up to the horizontal part in the attic. So it connects the unit to the horizontal ductwork or the plenum. Trunk line up there, the plenum.
Oh, cool.
So we like to make access holes in the plenum and look and see what's going on, because right adjacent to the unit is where you find the heaviest amount of buildup and the biggest negative impact on your duct system and all that. So if you see it looks like there's a, you know, a repair there, a place where somebody's cut a section out or whatever, and there's all kinds of different types of ductwork and material. A lot of it's fiberglass, and it's porous, so they can make access in any parts of that ductboard situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but and then we like to take pictures, and we'll attach them to the software that we use to keep track of our customer base and, you know, the history of what's going on at your house and all that. But you can also, you can look through the vents and kind of see what's going on there. And then, you know, it's really important to understand, you know, do they have pets? You know, how do they run the thermostat? How many people live there? There's a lot of factors that goes into what the expectation would be on how in depth you need to get with an inspection. And, you know, is there somebody with a compromised immune system or sensitivities? Or a lot of factors that go into that. So,
oh, that's true. I mean, in these days, everybody is worried about bacteria, you know,
right.
and viruses. Everybody's just, that's their main focus, is keeping clean as possible,
right.
to keep everybody as healthy as possible. But just piggybacking on that last text, I would like to kind of give you an opportunity to set you apart from and share how y'all are different in your standards than not know. I mean, if you don't know if they did a good job or not, that blows my mind. Like,
well,
they should have discussed it with you.
You know, if it was a real estate inspection, the home inspectors probably are not nearly as in-depth as a specialist, an indoor air quality specialist like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so they're looking at 100 different items on a broad scope. We are looking at very specific items related to the air conveyance system or the HVAC system, the comfort system in the house.
Right.
You know, and in a lot of times, you don't know unless you have a specialist. Like, you should anticipate you're going to have a $400 a month power bill based on what we see up here.
Mm.
Now, a lot of guys are experienced. They'll catch that. But a lot of them, you know, they're just making a big generalized report, and you really need a specialist in a lot of cases. I mean, it's just like a medical issue. You want to go to a specialist. You know, the regular doctor is going to always defer to a specialist
right.
to help you with something that's, you know, outside the general scope of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand too, when people are buying homes, I mean, especially first-time homeowners, just remember that, yeah, they don't do that thorough check.
It is different. It's a general overview or a cursory inspection. And, you know, in a lot of cases when we say, you know, hey, people call us, hey, I want to get my ducts cleaned. All right, well, we'll come out and do a cursory inspection, which is not super in-depth. But, you know, with 27 years experience in the field and in the business, we know exactly. I have a trained eye. And then, you know, the guys that I have with me now, that's the first thing we do is train everybody's eye and bring them into the kind of the niche or the wedge of that indoor air quality specialization. And that's where we talk about filling a gap in our team. If there's somebody that wants to go through the gateway into the HVAC business, what better place than to start with, you know, a specialist that really can show you, you know, because the focus now is on indoor air quality. You know, everybody takes for granted that your air conditioner just works through June, July, August, September.
Right.
But then what kind of impact, positive or negative, does that system have?
Sure.
And a lot of times you need a specialist. And that's where when we bring people in, when we add people to the team, we'll teach you the trade, but we'll also teach you the specialization. So if there's somebody out there that's looking to get off of the unemployment that's soon to end, just
going
to get a little political here, just ever so slightly.
You're fine.
Let's get to work.
Yes.
Let's get to work. And I mean, there's help wanted everywhere, but we have an opportunity to share with somebody a skill and a skill set and a set of values that really can keep you working long-term in a field that is ever dynamic. It's changing. And, you know, if this strikes a chord for you or you know somebody that's looking or whatever, we are in Gulf Breeze. So we're driving around right now. You know, that's been part of our reasoning of probably not being able to find somebody to fit in because of this stinking bridge situation.
Right.
But our number is 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And I realize we have been so busy. I just pulled up the website on the computer here, and boy, I need to get with the web guy and get some updates done because I have guys on the team that are not on there. And, you know, you can schedule an inspection on there, find out how to get in contact with us and get mm-hmm. some basic information. But, yeah, we need to there's a little bit of work needs to be done on the website. So web designers out there that are listening, I have a guy. He's awesome. I've been ignoring him because I've been so busy. I will get
Please
with,
don't blow up my
with
phone.
Those guys. Yeah. So anyways.
I saw the look of panic in your eyes. Todd, it's okay. We will cover that.
You know, I don't know how many web designers are listening at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know. So is that clock right?
No, it's
clock
not.
Clock is not right.
Don't look. Just look over there. Look over there. Which is hilarious, too.
It's just off an hour.
Listen,
so it's
it
on
is.
The right minute. I'm looking at the clock going, wait a minute.
That's probably, you know, I'll blame it on the clock why I actually thought today was Thursday for the past 5 hours.
Oh, I got you. All right.
But hey, before we go on and answer this next question from our listener,
sure. mm-hmm.
we have a new newsletter out for the month of May.
Yes, the May newsletter is it's going to go to the post office today. We just you know, logistically, we've been dragging our feet a little bit. The e-newsletter went out about a week ago, and we are running that ultraviolet. We have just sold a ton of ultraviolet lights. We have a great discount on UV lighting, and you know, maybe I think we should touch on that a little bit. The virus is still going on. We're getting to a crossroads. The chance that virus is going to propagate in your air conditioning system is pretty minimal, but a lot of people, they want insurance, they want protection, and against mold also because of our climate here and how humid it is. So we have a great source for ultraviolet lighting. So the C-band, A and B UV is what gives you sunburn at the beach. The C-band of UV is what this light bulb produces, and it's on the coil surface. It shines on the coil surface, and it sterilizes and kills everything that gets grown in your air conditioner. Your air conditioner has moisture in there. It's the right temperature in there. It's got airflow. There's no filter that catches everything. So you got the perfect storm brewing inside there. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things. The biggest thing we look for, Sam, probably is, you know, is it mold, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
suspect microbial growth.
Yeah, there we go. Suspect microbial growth. See, this
Look
kid is trained up, man. So
just own it. Own that microphone. I love it.
If you talk to your insurance company, you want to talk in terms of suspect microbial growth and not mold, unless you have a report from a lab.
Right.
And you know, and that terminology will open doors for you to get resolution to the mold problems that you find. Cheap insurance, and we have it at a discount again this month on our newsletter, is the Blue Tube Ultraviolet Light. I mean, it works great. It's long-term. We're using a two-year bulb, so you just put it in there. It's on all the time, and it just sterilizes everything in there. And that's typically when you get an indoor air quality problem in the duct system and in the equipment, it starts at the evaporator coil. That's why you want to put the coil under UV light, a blanket of UV light, super intense sunlight, basically synthesized by a quartz tube. And I mean, it works
That's
great.
Right. I love it.
So, and there's a ton of different variations out there. I know last time we talked about ionized particle, we got mm-hmm. kind of down the rabbit hole a little bit. Ozone is O3. So if you take O2 and put an ionized particle with it, you get O3. O3, you look up ozone, there's a lot of information on the internet about some of it beneficial, most of it not beneficial in an occupied space. The American Lung Association, the CDC, the EPA, you know, there's a lot of people that have made statements about what ozone is and how it's not good for you in occupied in indoor space.
Sure. Absolutely. So. And a great reminder of that. And what's that special going on real quick before we answer this question?
The UV light is $70 off this month.
That's
so,
right.
Call us at the office, 850-934-2768. We'll be happy to help you. All right, so what's our next question?
All right, that's a good deal right there. Take advantage of that. All right, so this listener says, we have a five-year-old home. When should we have our ducts cleaned?
Yeah, you know, you're approaching, because we tell people 5 to 7 years on the duct cleaning, if it's done right, if the duct is sealed up. You know, there's so many factors to that. Certainly somebody needs to be looking at the equipment and making sure that every year the coil is clean, this equipment runs, you know, and then you have to look at your dust load. Like, what is your dust load like? What are you running your thermostat? A five-year-old house is something that's super energy efficient when it was built. Mm-hmm. So you may not be there yet unless you're starting to see excessive amounts of dust or particulates, or, you know, somebody's having allergies, or, you know, their health is affected by that. So, but, you know, in a five-year-old house, I typically expect to see a fairly clean system. But, you know, with the construction standards, you know, the code, the construction code, the building code, that's the minimum amount that you can get a buy with and get it passed. So if everybody builds to code, they build to the minimum specification. So, and there's over and above and all, you know, there's a lot of factors. That's a tough question to answer. But I would say at a five-year-old house, the equipment is really critical. The duct, maybe not so much yet, unless you have extenuating circumstances and you would let us know that.
Right. But for the overall equipment, make sure that you're having that routinely taken care of.
Yeah. A dirty coil will lead you right down to a suspect microbial growth issue, like Sam was saying. And, you know, that's the most critical part of any system to be clean is the air handler unit, the blower, the coil, making sure the drain line's flowing right, the return is set up correctly, and the filter is catching as much particulate as it can.
Okay, excellent. And then making sure you change those filters.
If you don't have a good air filter.
Yes. Yeah, and it's crazy to me, and you always remind people, you know, don't forget to change it, and every time you get your power bill.
Right, yeah. When Gulf Power sends you, you know, you won't ever miss, because Gulf Power doesn't miss sending you the power bill.
No, they don't. They got me yesterday. I tried to shake them.
Yeah, you got a new air filter. How's that working out for you? How's your dust load doing?
I was waiting for you to ask me,
okay,
actually.
All right.
It's doing wonderfully.
Good.
I'm telling you, when you
have you seen how much dust shows up on that piece of media there?
I have.
Mm.
And
don't you have pets, too?
I do. I have a very shed full dog.
You got a woolly booger at your house, do you?
Yes. And so, you know, I tell you, I have vacuumed and dusted less since we started
good.
Okay. So that's just a little.
So we've extracted one thing from your honeydew list, or less frequently, let's say.
You're making my life better,
is
what you're doing.
Golly.
And so, hey, another question coming in real quick. It's about 9:57 here, so we have a minute and a half left. What is the general cost for an equipment checkup? So I guess for the overall AC checkup.
Yeah. For our seasonal check, we're doing $79 right now to look at the inside, outside, do an inspection. And at that point, we'll give you an assessment of the duct, you know, what the duct is like. Do you need cleaning? Do you need whatever? You know, that's our baseline. That's 1 man-hour's worth of work. So, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, we're happy to help out with that. And, you know, we've made a plea twice already for adding people to the team, so we're shorthanded. We do have a list going. Call us at 850-934-2768. You can go through the website, gulfcoastaircare.com, and it will link you up to an inspection, and that just triggers an email to Vanessa that, you know, we need to reach out to you. So we have a list going because we're a little shorthanded, and we're in Gulf Breeze, so we're working the Pensacola, Pace, Milton area. We're headed to Perdido today. We're working in areas geographically, but we'd be happy to help. I mean, that's what we do. We're a service company. We want to provide service.
And that's why you call it Gulf Coast Air Care, because you serve the Gulf Coast.
Right.
That's right.
You know, long ago when I first started, I'm like, okay, what's going to be our area? And I was like, we live on the Gulf Coast. I'm like, wow, Texas to Key West. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I was like, oh, that's a pretty ambitious thing. But, you know, so here we are. We're handling it.
That's
we're
right. Managing. You're handling our AC.
Right.
In our Gulf, beautiful Gulf Coast. So one more time, what's
850-934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com. We'll see you in a couple weeks, Jenna.
I'm excited for it. Sam, thank you for coming in. Good to see you. Todd, I'll see you soon.
All right.